December 7, Eternal Loss. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Every sin, every unrighteous action, every transgression of the law of God tells with a thousandfold more force upon the actor than the sufferer. Every time one of the glorious faculties with which God has enriched man is abused or misused, that faculty loses forever a portion of its vigor and will never be as it was before the abuse it suffered. Every abuse inflicted upon our moral nature in this life is felt not only for time but for eternity. Though God may forgive the sinner, yet eternity will not make up that voluntary loss sustained in this life. To go forth into the next, the future life, deprived of half the power that might be carried there is a terrible thought. The days of probation lost here in acquiring a fitness for heaven is a loss which will never be recovered. The capacities of enjoyment will be less in the future life for the misdemeanors and the abuse of moral powers in this life. However high we might attain in the future life, we might soar higher and still higher if we have made the most of our God-given privileges and golden opportunities to improve our faculties here in this probationary existence. We are all under one or the other of two great captains. One, the Creator of man and of the world, is the greatest of all. All owe him the allegiance of their whole being, the devotion of their entire affection. If the mind is given to his control, and if God has the molding and developing of the powers of the mind, new moral power will be received daily from the source of all wisdom and all strength. Moral blessings and divine beauties will reward the efforts of everyone whose mind is heaven-bent. We may grasp revelations, heavenly beauties that lie beyond the short vision of the worldling, that outshine the imagination of the greatest mind and the most learned philosopher who has not connected himself with infinite power. Justice, honor, love, and truth are the attributes of God's throne. They are the principles of his government, which is to be established on the earth, made pure by the fire of his retributive justice. These are the jewels to be sought after and cherished for time and for eternity. In view of these things, build your character not after the worldly standard, but for eternity. Letter 41, December 7, 1877, to F.E. Belden, a 19-year-old nephew.